I don't know, were you involved in politics in any way? And I know you inserted yourself in the state superintendent of schools race. Joy Hofmeister was elected, and the incumbent was Janet Barisi, the sitting state superintendent. And she was defeated, but was this about as active as you were in a political race?
Yes. I was very careful about taking positions, but Jen Bracey was toxic. She was not good for the state of Oklahoma. She really believed that because she made it into a chair, that she was the only thinker in the room, that her opinion is all that matters. And that flew in the face of every belief that I had. And then when she threatened to actually announce that she was closing one of our high schools without even consulting with us, that was the last straw. And so we became, lack of a better term, we really did become enemies. And a lot of people thought that I was going to run for state superintendent. I actually had breakfast with Joy Hofmeister, who was on the board at that time, and she was superb. She was a person who believed like I did that relationships matter, that getting input matters. She was absolutely a spectacular board member. I wanted her to run. She thought that I was going to run. And at that breakfast, I said, "Joy, I'm not going to run. My family situation is not conducive to me running. I don't want to run. I don't want to be state superintendent." Now, whether she was right or not, her answer was, "But everybody wants you to run." And I said, "I'm not going to run. And if you think I'm going to, you're going to be disappointed when the day after the sign up ends, and if you want to run, you're going to be disappointed because I'm not going to run. I'm not going to do that." Long pause, and she said, "Well, I guess I better go file then." She is a phenomenal person. She really is. And Christy and I got absolutely behind her election, and Breezy, who was toxic and not a good leader. In fact, she embodied and exhibited all of the traits that I was opposed to. Just because you make it into a chair, you are not the only thinker in the organization. Rather, it is a sacred position. A sacred position that people have placed their faith in you. And you better communicate, you better involve people, and do all you can to exercise the will of the people. I'm not saying that you don't take stances. I think my record is pretty clear that I took stances, but you must do it upon building relationships.
Yeah. Didn't you, after she was defeated, didn't you run into her someplace?
Yes.
And what did she say to you?
She was not happy about it. And actually, she did an interview, and I think this is what you're referring to. She did an interview after she was defeated, and she did state in that interview that the one person who was infected and getting her removed was a failure as a superintendent. So I'm sure that she had hard feelings toward me, but she did not behave in a manner. And her saying that I'm going to close and take over a Tulsa public school flew in the face of everything that I believe. There is a reason that people elect board members. It is a locally controlled institution. I believe very much in local control and in input from the community. It is too important not to have that. So Jen Bracey and I, we parted ways, and yes, I supported Joy very strongly, and I do believe that Joy has been a spectacle